something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Grace. 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 Somebody say grace.
Grace.
Say it again, grace.
Grace.
One more time, grace.
Grace.
Grace. The Bible says He saved us, not according to our works, but according to His own grace. He saved us. Can I show you something in Second Timothy? Second Timothy. If you can believe this. You know, Jesus said, if you can only believe, anything is possible to the one who believes. He says, all you need is to believe it. You can believe it, you can have it. Hallelujah to Jesus. From verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter number 1. I'm reading to you from verse 8. Have you seen it? Praise God. All right. He says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, we'll read that into verse 9. I want you to see what I want you to see in verse 9. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which were given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Mine, oh my. Boy, you know what he's telling you? He says, God who saved us, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. He saved us according to his own purpose. He saved us, he called us with a holy calling. According to his own purpose and grace. He determined what he wanted us to be, what he wanted us to fulfill in this world. The Bible says, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. Which means God's purpose for your life and the grace to fulfill that purpose can only be found in Christ Jesus. No matter what you do in life, no matter who you are, no matter how nice you are, how kind you are, until you are in Christ Jesus, you will not discover God's purpose for your life. Neither will you find the grace to accomplish that purpose. He says it was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Hallelujah. God's purpose for your life was encapsulated in Christ Jesus before the world began. And he determined that when you came on the scene, and you discover Jesus for yourself, you will begin to walk in your destiny in God. Every man has two destinies. And he will either fulfill one or the other. You have a normal, natural human destiny. And you have a destiny in God. Now many become what they will become based on their environment, everything they ever read, everything they ever digested into them, and all what they have been a part of in life. So that's just going to lead them to become whatever it is according to their choice. But then there is a destiny in God. It only begins when you come into Christ Jesus, when you are born again. That's when your destiny in God begins. The Bible says that purpose, He called us with a holy calling. He saved us, He called us with a holy calling, according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus. It wasn't given to us outside of Christ Jesus. It was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. In other words, He predestinated you to become whatever He chose you to be and to fulfill whatever He chose you to fulfill in God before the world began. And you were only to begin when you came into Christ. So if you're in Christ Jesus today, you have actually begun your walk in God. And what you have to do now is to find out more about what this whole thing is. What has God brought you here for? Why are you here? There's a very touching story in the Bible. It's about the Roman centurion, Cornelius by name, in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. I believe you've read about him. How many of you ever read about Cornelius the Roman centurion? Something very touching about the man. The Bible describes him as a very devout man. He was prayerful and he gave alms to the poor. He was a good man. And one day, God sent an angel to him. And that angel arrived in the afternoon and said to the man, Cornelius, God has taken record of your prayers. Your arms have come up before God for a memorial. In other words, God's been hearing your prayers. And then he said, and God has been seeing all the good things you've been doing. The man was not a Christian. He knew Jesus. He wasn't born again. But God liked him. Come on. God. He had a record of all the nice things the man did. But then he made a very powerful statement. He said, now, send men, the angel said to him, send men to Joppa to ask for Simon Peter. He's in the house of Simon the Tanner. Send for him. When he comes, he shall tell you words by which you and your household shall be saved. Come on here, stop for a moment. Hey, listen to that again. The man was a prayerful man. He was a kind man. He gave alms to the poor. He prayed, the Bible says he prayed to God continually. Yet God said, send for Simon Peter to come and tell you words by which you shall be saved. Which means, even though he was doing all those good things, he still was not saved. Can you see that? He was not saved. God liked him, but didn't save him. He actually saved him already. You understand that? The legal salvation is for everybody. Jesus died for everybody. But until you accept what he did for you and confess his lordship over your life, you don't get it. And so the man didn't have it. So there are a lot of people who are nice and kind and wonderful. And God loves them. But they are still not saved. Jesus said to a young man one day who came to him to ask him several questions and about the kingdom of God. You know what Jesus said to him? He said, man, you're not far from the kingdom of God. He wasn't inside anyway. You're not far from the kingdom of God doesn't mean you're inside. Jesus said to the man, you're not far from the kingdom of God. I wonder which of you here tonight is not far from the kingdom of God. Maybe you're not far from the kingdom of God, but that doesn't mean you're inside. Maybe you're very good and kind and prayerful and nice. You pray at home every day. Cornelius did that every day. His whole house prayed to God every day, but they still were not saved. They had to have Simon Peter come to preach to them the word of God. You may have been in church a long time. It won't change anything. But God loves you like he loved Cornelius. But Cornelius still was not saved. So God loves you, but he's done everything he's supposed to do about your salvation. You've got something to do now. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see that there's a young man with a heart condition. And I feel the power of God touching your heart. See, I feel like that heart is vibrating under the anointing of God's Spirit. Something is happening in someone's heart right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that means God's healing you. Yeah. A young man, you're beginning to feel that warmth around your heart. The anointing is hitting at your heart. God's healing you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to his holy name forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, how do you know that? By the same Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I said, amen.
Amen.
By the same Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is here present.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What is God going to do in your life? What is he going to do in your life? Through the word, you will be enlightened through the word. Through the word. You know, we're facing more difficult days than they used to be years ago. And if you understand what's going on in our world today, things are changing pretty fast. And you know what? The times are going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. But the Bible declares, they that do know their God shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Hallelujah. They shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Tremendous things. Powerful things. Through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because We are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. We started sharing from a beautiful prayer that many of us know. A lot of us have prayed that prayer all our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. Are you ready? 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. And I'm reading from verse 14. Now some of you wonder why I have to read it, because you've been quoting it all your life. Well, I want you to see it's actually in the book. It's right in the Bible. And then, of course, it will help you to begin your meditation on that verse. It says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Can I have an amen?
Amen.
I want you all to read that verse together. One, two, go. Praise the Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God in the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And that's a beautiful prayer. And last night we began to share on the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said we're going to move from there into the next part of it when it says the love of God. Now I'd like you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 8. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We shall travel together, my Bible and I. Now, if you don't have a Bible, I feel so sorry for you. Now, if you have a Bible, hold it up and sing it with me. I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We shall travel together, my Bible and I. Don't worry, some of you don't know the song. Before this program is over, you'd learn it. Verse number 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 8. You know, when John Wesley was dying, on his deathbed, he called somebody. He said, "Come." He said, "What was the verse that I got my text from the last time I was preaching?" The man said, "Sir, from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. He said, "Read it to me again." He said, "Read it to me again." And then they read the verse to him. "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich." And John Wesley said, "Yes, thank you. That's the only foundation. There's none other." And then he checked out and went to be with Jesus. Something so powerful in that verse. I want you to look at it again. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor. Though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that he through his poverty might become rich. Firstly, I just want you to quickly understand that there he's not talking about spiritual riches and spiritual poverty, because Jesus never became any less the Son of God when he was in this physical body than he was in the bosom of the Father. And when you study it in context, you study that 2 Corinthians chapter 8 in context, you understand he's talking about financial prosperity. He was talking about being rich financially. I just want you to by the way, okay? You understand that? Can you catch that easily? Okay. I don't want you to think, oh yes, he became poor for us spiritually. No. He remained the Son of God. But you see, he laid down his reputation, the Bible tells us. He laid down his riches, his wealth, everything, and identified himself with us and took our place. He became us. I hope you can figure that out. He became us. And then the Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Thank you, Lord. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes, he became poor. Now that's something I want you to understand. It was for your sakes. It wasn't for God's sake. You hear some people pray and they say, bless this food, O Lord, for Christ's sake. It's not for Christ's sake. God doesn't bless the food for Christ's sake. Hello? He doesn't bless it for Christ's sake. It's for your sake. You're the one going to eat the food. So God will bless it for your sake. Lord, we're going on a trip. Be with us for Christ's sake. No. That's the wrong prayer. It's for your sake. Everything he did was for your sake. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor. For your sakes he became. Understand that he became. He was not poor, but became poor for your sakes. Now, that verse doesn't end there. He says that he became poor for your sakes. That ye, for whose sake he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, through his sacrifice, might become rich. You were not rich, but now, through him, you become rich. Until you catch that revelation, you will never enter into your wealthy place in God. You've got to catch it. You've got to know it. Your trust cannot be in the government. Your trust cannot be in your company. Your trust cannot be in the society. Your trust cannot be in any banking plan. Your trust has to be in who you are. Wealth, the Bible says, a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things that he possesses. Your wealth is not those things around you. Your wealth is not your bank account. Your wealth begins from inside you. Inside you. Inside you. It's who you are on the inside. First, look inwards. The work has been wrought on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Look, if anybody anywhere, it makes no difference where you live. If anybody, anywhere, gets a hold of God's eternal word, it'll change you. Hallelujah. It'll change you. So when you come, understand what I just read to you. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might become rich. All right. Did he do it? Yes. He became that I might become. Understand it. He became that I might become. So he fulfilled his part. He said, lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. I come to do thy will, O God. He stepped into what was written concerning him. We are to step into what has been written concerning us. Because in the volume of the book, it is written of you. He says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm looking at you now, and I'm thinking, what God can do with someone who dares to believe. What the Spirit of God can work out in your life. If you can only know who you really are, all you have to do is mix the Word of God with faith. See, the Word is coming to you, and the Word produces faith in you. And God waits for you to mix that faith that is produced by God's Word in your heart, mix it with the Word. In other words, act on the Word.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Erroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.